Indian government versus big tech.
Swiggy Instamart's new boss.
VC funds choke at final close.
NPCI wants phone numbers masked in talks with banks and UPI apps.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's begin with Meta, where a brief takedown of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Facebook video is now drawing continued scrutiny from the government.
That's right. The center is continuing to press the company after the video uploaded on July 23 during the Cockroach Janata Party-led student protests was briefly taken down from Facebook. The post showed the Prime Minister addressing students and outlining the center's response to exam paper leaks.
Money Control has learned that the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, or METI, has summoned senior global Meta executives and is not satisfied with the company's explanation that the takedown was simply an automated technical error.
Yes, Meta in fact apologized after restoring the video, saying it had been removed by mistake. But government sources told Money Control that the explanation is not reasonable and discussions with the company are still ongoing.
The issue has now also reached Parliament. The Standing Committee on Communications and Information Technology has summoned representatives from Meta, X, Google and Snapchat to appear on August 3rd. The discussion isn't limited to one video. The committee wants to examine how major platforms handle user privacy and comply with India's public order requirements.
Yes, it also comes at a time when METI has been closely scrutinizing several platform features, from WhatsApp's username proposal to encrypted messaging apps and Instagram advertisements as well.
Next up, the quick commerce battle has a new leader stepping onto the field. Swiggy has appointed former Myntra CEO Nandita Sinha as the new head of its quick commerce app Instamart.
Yes, she takes charge on August 3rd, replacing Amitesh Jha, who led the business over the past year. Now, Sinha spent more than a decade at Flipkart Group and is credited with scaling Myntra's business. Before that, she worked in the FMCG sector with Britannia and Unilever.
Her appointment comes at a busy time for quick commerce. Blinkit, Zepto, Flipkart Minutes and Amazon Now are all expanding rapidly while investors are paying closer attention to profitability.
Yes, the leadership change also follows a broader reshuffle at Instamart. Earlier this year, Money Control had first reported the exits of the company's chief operating officer and chief business officer.
Well, it remains to be seen if Nandita Sinha can turn around Instamart's fortunes, but she's known for her very good execution job. So perhaps this will bring good news for Swiggy. Now, moving on from startup operators to startup investors, raising money has become a longer journey for venture capital firms too.
That's right. Money Control's analysis of data from Venture Intelligence shows that only 14 of the 99 India-focused venture capital funds launched during 2023 and 2024 have reached a final close.
Most funds begin investing after their first close, but securing the remaining commitments from investors has become much more challenging.
So investors say global uncertainty, including wars, tariffs and slower capital allocation, has made limited partners far more selective about where they put their money in.
Industry veterans also say fundraising timelines have changed dramatically. What once took 6 months can now take anywhere between 18 and 30 months.
But established fund manager continues to enjoy an advantage, while newer firms are finding it harder to stand out in an increasingly crowded fundraising market.
Now, on to our last story. If you've noticed that your UPI app now shows less of your phone number during transactions, here's why.
Yes, Money Control has learned that NPCI is working with banks and UPI apps to prepare for implementation of the Digital Personal Data Protection or DPDP Act.
As part of the changes, payment apps have already been directed to mask user phone numbers. Only the last four digits will remain visible during transactions, and QR code payments will no longer display the full mobile number after a payment is completed.
Yes, NPCI has set September 4th as the deadline for these changes. But there's another important change too. UPI apps will now increasingly encourage user name-based UPI IDs instead of mobile number-based IDs. While that option has existed for years, most users continue using their phone numbers as their payment address. The goal is simple: make digital payments just as seamless, but with a little more privacy built in. Right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from the tech and startup team for bringing you these stories.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. bringing you everything you need to know from the world of technology and startups minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Pavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.